Joining us now to go through the game is former England winner Tony Morley. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, boys. You okay?
Yeah, no, we're doing fine. Thank you very much. So England's performance last night was a mixed bag, wasn't it?
Well, like I said, I only saw the highlights last night. I came in and watched the highlights. Yeah, it was a mixed bag, but I didn't really expect anything different, really. I think, obviously, the first half wasn't the best, but like you were saying, there's a lot of lads, though, who have never really played any football this season, so you know what I mean? That's the problem we seem to be having at England at the moment. We've got the second string of the players who were involved last night. I haven't played that many games this season, you know, and it did tell a bit last night. But the only good thing I like about it is that, really, is that Southgate's sticking to his formation he believes in. And yeah, I think the players have got to get used to that formation, whatever players are coming in. And that's the positive thing. He ain't changing the formation. He believes in this formation he's got, and he's going to stick by it.
Well, I guess, I mean, there has been talk about a 3-4-3, possibly, and whether, you know, in order to get Rashford and Kane and Sterling into the team, you change things around a little bit. What do you think about an idea
that? You'll be honest about Rashford. His goal scoring record for him is fairly good. Sterling hasn't. I mean, Sterling gives you a different option. I think he's scored one in about 20 games or something like that.
Yeah, but he does contribute other things.
His skill, he opens a space for other players. Like, you need somebody, obviously, with Kane, somebody, if any problems with Kane, if he's injured or he misses some important, if you need somebody, you know, is a regular goal scorer who can step in for him. You know, at the moment, Rashford seems to be doing that, like, you know. So it's a very, very tricky situation for the manager. What does he do? Does he leave Sterling out and try and get a proven goal scorer with Kane? That's his decision. That's why he's the England manager. That's something he's got to look at for the future.
Yeah, well, speaking of Gareth Southgate, what do you make of the progression of the England team over the last sort of 6 months or so?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't really expect anything different from after the World Cup, but we went a bit crazy after the World Cup. We've got to be realistic, like, you know. We still haven't been any of the top four teams, five teams, have we? So, you know, we as an ex-player, we know exactly where we stand with this. Yes, I mean, what I would like to see, seriously, me as an ex-player, and looking at, you know, we haven't really got a playmaker. There must be somebody in the under-21s.
Who? Who, Tony?
What? Sorry?
Who?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't watch him, but they must have some great players there. Now, if you're a Spanish manager or maybe a German manager, they pick one of these lads and give them some games. Maybe Foden at Man City. I mean, I think Delph is a great professional, but we know what we're going to get Gareth Damien, don't we, Delph? But if this Foden, I don't know if he's been injured, the kid at Man City, why does he give him a run of five or six games and see if he can angle that level of football? The other top teams in the world seem to find these little players and give them a chance. And obviously, I'm no expert because I don't go and watch the under-21s or the whatever, under-18s. But we're champions of the world, aren't we, in that level? So there must be one or two players who can, you know, we don't seem to produce like a Modric, but then again, not many countries do because he's an absolute genius. We need somebody like him. There's got to be somebody like him about we can maybe give him a chance to see if he can produce at the highest level.
I think part of the issue, and I think you're right about Phil Foden, he's definitely the one, but part of the issue, and you could see it from the players last night, they're not getting game time at their clubs.
Yeah.
And you know, Phil Foden, he's an absolutely outstanding player, but he ain't going to get into that Manchester City team anytime soon.
Well, that is a major problem. I mean, if you're looking about, so I was just saying, let's get a gem. I don't know who they are. You know, it's not worth me mentioning names because, you know, I don't really know. But he might, that kid, maybe at Chelsea or maybe at Liverpool, he could be on at loan at somewhere in the Championship, but he's got potential. How we change completely, we're going to get people and give them regular games in England if they're not playing regularly at the mother clubs. I think that's the way the game is changing. That's the way we've got to look at that situation, and we can't do nothing about that because some of these players, like, you know, most of the players that played for England last year were on loan at other clubs. Now, if there's a Diamond and his club says Chelsea and he's on loan at somewhere like, I don't know, whatever type of team, Aston Villa. If he's a great player, give him a chance. If he's got potential, give him a chance. He might be one of those little gems that we might just find, you know.
Quite. Tony, good to speak to you, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Although I said good afternoon, whatever it is. Good morning. Bye.
You're up early this morning, Tony. Thanks, Tony. Tony Morley there, former England and Aston Villa winger.